What is up, my kings and queens and all in between? It is Andrew Velasquez with another episode of Mindful Artist Podcast. Welcome back, you guys. Season two, going long and strong. I'm so excited to introduce our new guest to you. If you're watching, you can probably see her beautiful face right now. Yes, the infamous, famous YouTuber. I can't wait to introduce you guys. But if you're listening, let me give you a little bit of some homework first before we go into that. I would love for you to go to our reviews, give us some stars, give us some ratings, share it with somebody that you love that you know it'll resonate with. That way, it's most likely to come out in their algorithms as well. And that song you just heard called Mi Corazón is written by myself, produced by Aaron McLendon. You can download Mi Corazón wherever you stream your favorite music. And so for today, your one-stop shop place for all things mindfulness, creativity, while balancing entrepreneurship, I have an amazing guest, you guys. It is Mary Lou Mandel. Say hello, Mary Lou. Yeah.
Hello, hello.
All right, let me give you a bio, babe. So Mary Lou Mandel is a seasoned on-camera host, producer, and content creator with 15-plus years of experience. Her mission is to help creators make better videos. Catch her YouTube live streams covering video creation, tech tips, editing, on-camera confidence, and community connection. She also wants to remind you to drink some water, be good humans, and don't forget to wipe your lens. Fun facts, her cat's names are Gizmo and Zilla. She's been in Los Angeles since 2007, has worked for casting directors, talent agencies, production companies, Cinema Makeup School, which is where we met, and did time as a background actor, has been a burlesque performer and host, did not know that, has competed in pageants, including Miss California, USA. I can totally see that. And was a host for some Panda Express training videos that she's never seen. welcome, Mary Lou. How are you?
Thank you for having me on the show. I always love chatting with you. And we always get deep. We get deep in the creativity and the soul of us as artists, which I love. I love those conversations.
We really do. We really do. This is exactly why I wanted to have you on here, because you're perfect in so many ways for Mindful Artist Podcast mission statement. And you represent all those things that we're about. And that's community, connection, inspiring. And I really am grateful for what you've taught me, because you kind of mentored me through our friendship and our career kind of paths too, because our first meeting happened to happen during COVID, and then you oversaw a lot of the media department and did some great interviews. And I think I reached out for just some questions, and you've always been so kind and helpful. And I just want to commend my gratitude and express how grateful I am for you to have really showed me the ways, and you've taught me a lot. I want to thank you so much from the bottom of mi corazón for always being that support. Yes.
And the greatest thanks of that is that you actually make the show, is that you actually make the podcast. You actually are here doing this. So like, cause a lot of people ask and then they don't ever do anything. So this means everything to me to see that you're doing your show.
Yeah. Thank you, babe. Yeah. No, it's, you know, I'm that type of person that's like, I have a goal. I'm going to pursue it. I'm not going to procrastinate. Yeah. I have little distractions like we all do, but I love a checklist. And the advice that you have shared in the past has been really resourceful with just online media innovation and presence and tech and all the things. So yeah, you guys, she is the person to look out for if you need a lesson, if you need expertise. And some of it is free too. I mean, you're getting a lot of it free on her YouTube lives and her Instagram lives. And we're going to dive deep into that. So before we do that, let's kind of rewind. Let's go a little flashback in past. How was baby Mary Lou? Where are you from? Where were you always this creative and into tech and wanting to like help others?
Well, I can actually show you her. I have a picture that I keep by my desk. This
Let
was
me see
me.
Baby Mary Lou. Aww.
This was in 1996.
You look the same.
That's what everybody says when I share this. But
literally the same style. I love it.
She like she wanted to like just know things. She
Wait,
just
hold it up again. Because some of us are just listening. You guys, she's smiling with the same beautiful smile, her gorgeous glasses, her beautiful bob. And she's just a good time. She's wearing, I think, like in your jammies?
It's like a sweatpants.
Yeah.
A sweatshirt, sweatpants. And then like a hella Asian decor.
I'm here for it. Yes.
Yes.
And that was here where I live now, right?
This was in Florida. So
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not in Orlando, but in the Panhandle. And
Yeah.
that's where I was a military kid. My mom is Filipino. My dad is American. He got stationed in the Philippines through the Air Force, came back with a wife and a kid, and that was me. And here I am. So, through like my childhood, like elementary school up until middle school was like, I just was in so many schools. I went to like six different elementary schools, which most people are like, how is that possible? I was like, we moved more than once a year. And I'm really grateful for that though, because I am very used to and very comfortable being the new kid. And I will, you just throw me into it. Like I try, I think some, this is something that's come up for me lately. So I remember being told that I was shy as a kid, but like when I think about it, I was like, I don't think I was. I think the people who were telling me I was shy wanted me to be shy. I wasn't singing and dancing, but I was like comfortable enough to go talk to people and confident enough to exist with adults and with other kids and think, like that never was a problem where I'm like, oh, I can't be here. I've always been like, I belong here too.
I
So
see you as an observer, especially when you're moving from location to location, you're probably just figuring it out. So maybe their perception of shyness was really your observations on your surroundings and learning where you're at and the different energies that are there now, right?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm always like looking out, like, what can I learn? What can I know? And then absorb all of that. So
Absolutely.
being a kid that moved around a lot, and then in middle school and high school, that's where I ended up in Florida in the Panhandle, Panama City. And I just like, as soon as I had access to a camera, I was making videos.
Nice.
Middle school, I was, like you can have like, they were like, you could have an art class or you can go volunteer in the library. And I was like, library, please. Cause then I can sit and look at
Smart.
books and, just be a nerd for an hour every day. But in
I
the
was a nerd too.
library, it was like where the AV team was next to it, like offshoot of the library where they shot the morning announcements. And I remember seeing that and I was like, can I be part of this? And then I got to be the host of the morning announcements and the afternoon announcements,
What?
and I took it very seriously.
Wow.
So
You started at a
I tell
young
people like
age.
I've been hosting since, like I took it very, I was
13.
like, today we have pizza and there's a football game at 2.
I can hear your
Very
tone
serious
too.
business.
I love that. And so that's kind of like how you discovered your voice, I would say. And hearing the reactions to your audience and seeing what works and what doesn't. And then, all right, fast forward to Los Angeles. When did that happen and why?
So after Panama City, I went to Orlando, which is where you're at, for college. I started to take, I was a theater major, but the kind of theater major that you don't get to take theater classes, you don't get to take acting classes. So that doesn't stop me. I went and took whatever kind of art classes I want around town, but was, I did my majors, I took my classes, but then I also did classes that were not associated with the school. Just like every town you're in, you can find the improv class, you can find an acting class, you can find, you can find that stuff. Like it's, college isn't necessarily where you get that stuff. College is where you kind of make a bigger network and see other things in the world, in an artistic sense, right? But from that, doing in Orlando, I got to work for a casting director and I was like enjoying that. And I was like, you know what? I want to be somewhere more of this is happening, because kind of the height of the trajectory I was on in Florida was theme park stuff, which is wonderful. I love theme parks,
Same.
but I wanted to work on more TV and film, more productions. I wanted to be like in it. So that's when I moved to Los Angeles in 2007, and
By
I
yourself?
was ready. I came with two friends, and unfortunately, neither of them I talk to anymore. But that's
All
part of
good.
growing up, is that people, are part of your life for a chapter, and I wish them all well, and they're on a new chapter for things, and that is okay, because we all have
Absolutely.
paths. We all have
Sometimes
paths
even
that we need
family.
to follow. Yeah, totally. And that we talk about that before. And so then coming to Los Angeles, I was ready to hit the ground running. I got an internship at a talent agency I was ready to start auditioning. I was like, just like so green and so fresh and thought like you could just get into it. And then the writer's strike happens and then there's nothing. And there was just nothing, nothing. So, but that was okay. Like it, you know, because it's not like I was really working in the industry yet. I just had just got here. So, you know, I was working at Cheesecake Factory. I was a waitress. I was the intern at the talent
all the
agency
hustles
and learned so much. And then that's just kind of been my journey here. Is when people are like, what do you do? For the longest time, it's been whatever I need to.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Whatever I need to, because I love my life. I love my freedom. I love my hustle. I love experiencing things. And every job, like I've had every job, and all of them have built this very dynamic capability that I have. They were like, you can throw anything at me and it's going to be fine. I'm going to be able to figure out away.
I love that. No, that's part of the artist experience of expression and taking risks in departments or genres that you're not necessarily the most confident in, but just throwing yourself into, be open-minded and learn and embrace from your discoveries and challenges. It's appropriate. Like that is necessary for the growth and the evolution of expanding your portfolio and your resume and building that, you know, database of just networking and what, depending on what you're going to do. I think even where you're at maturity wise, from your teens, 20s, 30s, wherever you are in your age, all of that's going to shape you throughout that journey as well, because you transform. Like, you know, the 10-year-old Mary Lou brain was not the same as the 20-year-old Mary Lou brain. And where you're at, I'm not going to give your age out or do that, but I'm saying is that you have to kind of like pivot. And I love that you were not scared. I love that you were just, you know, you courageous and just took the risk to move from one coast to the other coast and just, you know, lost friends along the way, but still kept going and always with a freaking smile on your face too, since I've known you. Cause I know, there were, you know, some challenges in like in any area in schools in general, because they're systemic and they have, curriculum there. Even then you still had a smile on your face, even through COVID, you still had like a smile on your face. So I think that's the key, is that your positive attitude, your, outgoing kind of personality, which is not shy, which I don't know why people were saying that back then, has really helped, you know, brand who you are and what you have to offer as like a product, because you're your own brand essentially. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Oh my God. As I was reading your bio, like how did that feel to hear back your kind of accomplishments and a little bit of your portfolio?
It's so interesting when you hear it said back, because of course, like I'm having to put it together, and writing a bio is, I think, always so hard if you're not used to doing that. So fortunately, like with AI tools, right? I was like, ask me questions so you can write me a short bio.
Oh my God, that's so smart. I didn't even
and
think
then
of
it was
that.
Like, okay. Yeah. And it was like, what this, you know, like it just asked some things. It gave me like a kind of like a template, and it was like, tell me about what you have done, how much experience, what's your specialty, something fun, like something personal, you know, things like that. And then it crafted something, and then I've massaged it from there. But that's ever changing. And I'm really proud of where that is now, because I can look back, I have like older copies of older bios that, you know, it's like, that was me at that time, but like how much it's grown. And even from hearing that now, I'm like, ooh, I have some things I need to even hone in a little bit more. Because like I want to help video creators, but lately the call is specifically, and I'll call out my age. I'm 41. I just turned 41. And I think you can start at any time. You can shift at any time. You can merge. You can evolve always. Always. We have to. We have to. And it is our responsibility at any age to take care of the little one, right? Like what who I have in my picture. That's why she's here next to me, because it's my job to make sure I take care of her.
Yeah.
At 13, right? So I think I look at her and I'm like, girl, so much good is waiting for you. Because I'll say, like, we go on a kind of little emotional route with when I look at her at 13, that is right before some really, really tragic things are hitting in my life. really, really tragic things for like a period of like maybe 10 years. But I used to look at these pictures and like I would feel sad because I was like, oh, it's going to be so hard for you. This is what I would see from her. I'm like, it's just going to be so hard. But now in the chapter I'm in now, in my 40s, like I definitely feel confidence. I feel like, okay, I know what I know and I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I decided this year that I'm done with the, I'm not sure what I'm doing. Let me still try to figure it out. It's like, no, I know what I'm doing. I can always learn more, right? You can always learn more.
Of course, yes.
I know what I need to know to operate. And in my being confident, it is exuding that and throwing out that confidence for other people to also shine. Because when you are confident, it is not taking away from somebody else. When you're confident, it is shining the light so they can also shine.
Reach. So I'm just giving you decided, snaps, right?
Like, yes. I was like, this is how it is, because like I just need to showcase that. Because I do remember as a kid thinking, I'm like, wow, that it must be so hard to be an adult because like nobody knows what's going on. And then I got to being an adult and I was like, no, really, nobody knows what's going on. Like really nobody does. So you just have to decide, I know what I know. I can confidently move forward with what I do know and then keep growing from there, because there's so many things to really worry about. Like, do we have to worry about the little, like we went through a global pandemic in our lifetime, as well as like all these other wild things, and it's not going to stop. So how can we in our day to day make our experience in life better? Walking through confidently does make the experience better. I will tell you that down, like hands down. It makes it better for me. It makes it better for people who are around me. Not that it's always like that. Like the storms come through.
Right.
But you do what you can to mitigate that. You learn how to regulate your emotions. And then it gets easier. It's a skill. It's something that you build upon. And with talking about the bio, I want to focus, I think, a little bit more on people who are in their middle age. Right? Like who are like in your 20s and 30s, like, oh, you're still young, still fresh, right? Like you're not old, you know, and like middle aged, right? Like it used to be like, oh, that's the end of life, right? The middle age. But it's like, no, it's like I am experienced and like I don't have kids. I'm not tied to anything. Like I feel like the 40s or the 20s. Like if I think about,
it's a rebirth for me, in my opinion, too.
It really is, right? Like
it's an opportunity and I've heard for that evolution.
So many of our like artist people, like if you are thinking about it the right way, it is the gift. It is not the death trap. It is the gift.
Period. Yeah, a couple of things that I want to touch on is that I had in the back of my head as it blanked out right now, but. Yes, a mindful artist podcast for me, they all represent and work hand in hand together. So being creative, being spiritual, being an entrepreneur, they're all the same thing, which is why I wanted to host a space for that reason, for all of us to kind of share with each other and build this community. And I think that you touched a lot of important things. The fact that you have a 13-year-old picture of yourself, I speak on, you know, protecting that innocence and that youth is very important. Even at 41, I'm 42, still thinking about 10-year-old little Andrew and hugging him and making him proud and telling him he's going to be all right. And we're doing this together. And yeah, I think it's just important to not lose that innocence and keep that creative juice flowing, keep that spirit, that passion, and also your positivity. And you touched on being confident and how infectious that could be. And yes, we're human. Yes, we're going to have some bad days. Allow yourself to grieve that, to go through that. I can relate, you know, I lost my mom and two pets in like a year. And was it difficult? Of course. But I knew, because of the work that I've done and because of the self-development and books that I've read and the therapy, that it was going to be temporary. And everything is temporary. And so it's up to me. I'm the individual. I'm the director of my cinematic experience. So I'm going to make everything positive, period, confident going forward, because that darkness is always there and it can consume you, right? It can be seductive, but So can positivity. And if you focus on that and you see how your energy can literally shift a room or a conversation with somebody that you're having remotely, it doesn't matter. Like it will literally, it's infectious. And so confidence, positivity, sharing that with each other is good in any capacity, whether it's business, networking, brainstorming, workshopping, just believe in yourself. You know, have those moments of doubt. Okay, give it an expiration date. Then just move the fuck on. You got to move forward. Sorry.
Right. And that's like with your, like, I love the title of this podcast is like mindful artist, because what we are putting out is energetically affecting other people. And
yeah,
I call it when people are like feeling insecure, they're feeling trash, and they go out in the world and they just start hitting everybody with their emotional shrapnel. They're just, because they're not mindful of what's going on around them. They're like, I'm having a bad day, so everyone around me is going to get hit with these little things of bad energy because
yeah.
I'm here and I cannot be bothered to be thinking about everyone else. But like, I like to think about and kind of explain it as if it is, your energy is viral, right?
Totally.
And if you have a flu, right, stay home. If you're sneezing and coughing everywhere, stay home. Seek help if you need, right? Call the doctor, get some medicine, rest, all of that, right? Have a loved one make you soup. Same. You're feeling down, you're feeling dark. If you can, stay home. Take care of that. Like, it's a storm that's passing, but be mindful of that energy. But when you're feeling real good, that's also infectious. You can take that out in the world and make things a little bit brighter.
Beautifully said. Thank you, babe. All right, we're moving into my how are you going to love someone else if you can't love yourself first section, and that is,
that's right,
Mary Lou, can you share with us, what is your self-care beauty regimen? Do you take time for yourself selfishly before you service others, and what are your beauty skincare secrets that you want to share?
Girl, everything.
Yes, I know.
Love it.
Yes, I know.
Love it. So
we're both beauty like obsessions, so I know that you're going to share all the things. Go
right?
For it.
That's why we're in our early 40s and still you have to drink
brown
your
don't
water.
Frown, baby. Yes, drink
yes,
your water.
Always, it's drinking
Asian
the water.
Don't Raisin.
It is the key, drinking your water and starting taking care of your skin as early as you can. Like, fortunately, sunblock was built into me, you know, from a young age. And because like in the Philippines, like where my mom's family is from the Philippines, there is colorism there. So there is, you know, a value on lighter skin, which I think is like an unfortunate dynamic. But because of that, sunblock was instilled into me.
Which is the best anti-aging to start at such a young age. So that's good.
Yeah. If you can just get that going, great. Take the vitamins, the biotin, the collagen, the
yes,
the omega,
I do all that.
Omega-3s, you know, like
yes,
the
skin, hair,
greens,
nails.
Yes, it all matters. And I love my skincare devices. I love like my microcurrent. I love the red light therapy. I love like all of those things. And I used to try a lot of different skincare, but I've actually gotten to a point where I found what works and I don't mess with it, you know, because like you can experiment, which I've done for years. But now I started using Muesli, which is like a prescription skincare. And I started with the like spot, I had like some dark spots from sun damage right here. And it's like, it's taken care of it. And
nice.
Then tretinoin, take your retinol or wear your retinol.
During the evening, not during the day.
Yes. Just in the evening, ease into it because it's going to make your skin angry at first, but it's worth it on the other side.
Love. Thank you for sharing that. Super cool. I'm taking notes so I have that. But yes. All right. That's why you look so good. So it's, yeah, inside what you're intaking, what you're treating and nourishing your body, the biotin, the collagen, and knowing some simple streamlined ingredients, not overdoing it with complicated steps, because then at that point you might trigger some things that activate some things that are not needed, or irritation or sensitivities. So I like that you're starting with the water, number one, doing your vitamins, your nutrients, and then your tools, which is part of your tech obsession. Love that.
Yes.
Walk us through a little bit of these tools. Like, what's your favorite tool and top three reasons why?
All right, so my favorite is the TheraFace Pro. So if somebody like wants a face care device, that's the one that I'm like, if you can get just one, like I have all of them. I've tried all of them. They're not all great,
Of course you
but
do.
they all have different purposes. But
Yeah.
the TheraFace Pro has percussive massage. So it's like a you know a Theragun? Do you know a Therabody? Like a Theragun. It is like that brand, but it's like a little one for your face. So it can
Cute.
massage your jaw because I always have like jaw tension. It
And
also has a
speaking of it all.
microcurrent. It's got like the microcurrent top on it. It's got red light on it. Like it has like all the things that you can switch out. So it's a good like
Cool.
all-in-one device.
Love it.
And I, you know, it's in the morning. Like, so I go to the gym and then I shower and like I have like my live streams and my filming all day. So I have my window. I don't start filming, you know, I gotta like get cute for the day. But I'll put on like a podcast, I'll put on a show, then I do my skincare, and it's very much like for me. Sometimes I'll do skincare like on videos a little bit, but that's because of me trying to reach my target audience of like showing women like you can make videos that so the skincare showing up a little bit in the content, but for the most part, like
Smart.
that's my time. You know, where I
Yeah.
can just chill and I just massage my face. Also, like
Yeah.
gua sha and like putting gloves on and doing like a buccal massage. Have you heard of that?
No, walk me.
It's like where you like reach in. You like you reach in your mouth
Yeah.
and you're massaging the whole muscle. So you put like a little oil on, you put some
Okay.
gloves on, and you
Wow.
really are like squeezing the muscle. Ooh,
Okay.
it's so good. It's
All
so
right, I'm gonna
good.
try that. What was it called again?
Buccal massage, BUCCAL.
Thank you. All right, you guys. I hope you're taking your notes where you're hearing it from the pro. All right, very cool. Next segment, Love is Our Artist Love. What practices or routines do you have in place to nurture your creativity and spirituality while running your business?
A big thing is to do something outside of your business. Something
Heck
that
yeah.
feeds you that is outside of the business and outside of your creative entity, your creative output, right? So, like, I make videos about everything, but once in a while, I go do something and I don't film it. I just do it for fun. Like, last year, I saw Taylor Swift and I saw Beyonce. I did not take a video,
Good job.
I took a
I love
picture
that.
because, like, the whole shows are on the internet. Like it's
Yeah.
out there. So
What's the
like it's
point?
not like I need to be reporting, you know, like that stuff is
Right.
out there because it, you know, it used to be like, oh, fun, look at where I'm at. But now it's like, no, like people know this is happening. I don't need to
Yeah.
share that
At
necessarily. I
least
took a
a
picture for
picture.
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I have on my little skylight frame. Like I didn't even hit the internet. Like I
Yeah.
just for me, you know. So like also to feed your artist yourself. So like keeping the picture of myself at 13 nearby is something I tell a lot of people to try to do because I think that our if we look at our inner artist as us at 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, we were exactly who we are in that window. Who we were then was like the purest version. And then like life comes in and starts to make adjustments, right? But if we can objectively look back at wherever that time period is, like there's something for everybody, right? Like where this time period is, where you are at your purest version of you, and you can take care of that person as your artist. So take them out on an artist date. You know, sometimes when I feel like as an artist, when things are getting crazy and I'm feeling cranky and I'm feeling weird, I was like, oh, that's not me, that's her. So what does she want? Oh, let's go get some ice cream. It's
Oh, I
fine.
never
Let's
thought of that.
go do something.
Yeah.
Like I separate it from me because it's easy if it's me, then I am depresso espresso.
Then you
But
become
it's
a
like,
caretaker for your. Oh my God, that's genius. As you were
yeah.
saying that, I recently found this in, I don't know, memory or whatever. So here's my first time doing my own
Oh, the
makeup. As a
baby.
10-year-old
I
Andrew
love
with a full
it.
face. I'm
Yes.
gonna print that and put that next to my desk as well. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
I love that. I hope you guys do that too. And thank you for sharing the advice on what practices you take. So, all right, can you share any tips or advice for aspiring entrepreneurs like yourself looking to incorporate more creativity and maybe spirituality into their work?
Okay, well, from the entrepreneur part, it sucks as the creatives, but you gotta get organized.
The adulting of
early.
It all.
Get organized as early as you can, like from the beginning, while it's a side hustle, start doing the like take out 30% of the gig payment and put that aside for taxes, even if it's your side gig. Just get in the practice of those things, getting organized. Write down your expenses. Just, I'm telling, just do it early. It's better than having to do it later and go backwards. So
yeah,
that's great. That will help your spiritually feel better, because then you're not like, oh my God, this thing, it's haunting me.
Yeah.
Because it'll just eat away at you, right? But
absolutely.
As far as your, what was the rest of the question?
Yes. If you could share any tips or advice for aspiring entrepreneurs looking to incorporate more creativity and spirituality into their work.
Yes. So take time to breathe.
Having
something physical and something creative outside of the income generating work, right? So like whenever I make my quarterly goals, something physical, something creative, and then something income generating. And like there's crossover in them, but like if I can keep a version of each thing in its own lane, like get out and move. Get out.
Yeah.
Like,
get some vitamin
this
D.
This gym I go to is so expensive, but like it makes a difference, because I have to go outside and go be with people, and I'm expected somewhere. You know, like when you pay for something, then you're like more likely to go, because you're like, well, I better make this worth my time. And it makes a difference.
That's
it
my
really
husband's
makes
philosophy.
A difference.
Absolutely. Like signing up for a class and having a community to uplift you, and that energy exchange within whatever class you're taking is very helpful for creative people. Thank you for sharing that. Cool. I have many questions. So how do you measure success in both your creative and entrepreneurial pursuits? And do they ever overlap in any way?
How do I measure the success creatively with what I do when I'm helping other people create videos? Like a measure of success for me is seeing people actually make the videos, because I will put out the tutorials. I will answer the questions. I will cheer people on, and I will scream from the top of my lungs that you got this, you can do it. But then not everybody will act on it. But then there's folks like Andrew. Like Andrew will do it. Like there is a very big group that will actually take action. And that for me is a measure of success, because I know it's a result of a lot of things and it's their hard work, but like that I got to play a part in just nudging this along and seeing like, yes, they did it. That feels
I
so
love
good
that.
To me.
That is really good success. Thank you for sharing that. So cool. All right. So in season two, we have a really fun segment.
The library is open! Yeah! Because reading is what?
Fundamental!
There you have it, darling.
One of my favorite parts of it, it is called The Library is Open. It's not for shade, it's for shine. And this is to spotlight our guests and share a book they're currently reading or their favorite book from the past. And what are your top three reasons why, Mary Lou?
All right. Well, if you guys haven't read Andrew's book yet, you need to. It's wonderful. Like, it is objectively wonderful. It's a wonderful story. And I enjoy the inspiration. I enjoy the honesty. And I enjoy the journey. So thank you for sharing that story with us in print.
It's called Love is Art, Art is Love, everybody.
It's very, very good. But recently, I have been obsessed with Fourth Wing and Iron Flame. So there's like two books. The third book is coming out in January. And it is a fantasy book, which is not normally the route that I go, but it starts off really great. The female lead is strong and she's not stupid. Like that is something that always bothers me, is that when we have our female lead and they're a little oblivious, and like not to say that people aren't sometimes oblivious, like she's oblivious to some things.
It's a fantasy
one of her
genre.
Right. And then her trait is that she is studied and she is intelligent. So she's going to basically like a military school with dragons. And she
Brad.
like the other option was for her to be a scribe. So she was training to be a scribe, which was like to work in the library and work in the archives and things like that. So she had been training for that. So she's very, very book smart.
Similar to you.
You know,
and
right?
Also the military of it all.
Yes. So like because her mother is in the military, she had to go the military route. So she's physically weak, but grows, but is smart enough to think of solutions. Plus, it's a little spicy sometimes.
Oh, we love that as adults. Mm-hmm. I love fantasy. That was always the first genre that I always fell in love with from such a young age. Ray Bradbury, Martian Chronicles, Fahrenheit 451. And then as I got therapy, all the self-help books, you know, came out. And then
all of them.
Yes. And thank you for shouting out my book, because I feel that kind of is a hybrid of both, where I want to share vulnerabilities and struggles to inspire, but also have the fantasy of goals accomplishing and love and the triggers and traumas of it all. So very cool. Fourth Wing.
And then
what
one
was
more
the
book
art?
Is,
sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that. So Fourth Wing is Rebecca Yarros.
Thank you.
It's a fantasy series. And then any artist, you got to read The Artist Way. You just need to get a copy and keep that on hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because that will, like, I have had it for years. I've never completed the book. But when I need it, I go to it, and
nice.
It serves me very, very well. So, you know, it's like, I guess like some people haven't read the whole Bible. Like I don't read the Bible, but I know some people, like, you go for passages, you go for
mm-hmm.
the thing.
It's your little therapy.
The thing that you mm-hmm. need. And it's mm-hmm. excellent. You should just have one of those on hand always.
Good. Thank you. Were you going to share another one, or that was it, right?
No, that was it. Yeah.
Cool. Very good. Awesome. Awesome. Love this. All right. Okay, so this is going to be a rapid cue wrapping up mindful artists segment. Love this section as well. So I'm going to ask you three questions, Mary Lou, and wherever you are, intuitively answer it. Try not to think about it too hard. Question number one, who is your hero and why?
Oh, my hero is my dad.
Yeah.
What's
Papa's name?
His name is David. He
Shout out to
passed
David.
Away when I was 16.
Yeah.
And he was, the way that he treated me was like I was an equal, like I was smart, like I belonged. So a lot of my confidence comes with how he dealt with his like eldest daughter, who was like very curious, had lots of big questions, a little bit of an attitude, but he always, like, if I had a question, he would answer it.
Yeah.
And he didn't talk to me like, oh, you're too young to know, or you know, like if it was something that was a little bit out of what I should answer, like I should know, he would ask me. He's like,
yeah,
sure you want to know. And then I would know, be like, come back to me a little bit later. But you know, but most of the time, like, he would just tell me.
Yeah.
So
just like
he's
an
my
equal.
Hero.
So cool. Mm-hmm. David, shout out to Dad David. All right. Favorite music album of all time and why?
Oh.
Yeah.
Music album of all time. I mean, all I can think about right now is Beyonce. Just
the latest one.
The latest one is so good.
I
loved Renaissance. I
also
have
good.
Been a Beyonce fan
mm-hmm.
forever and ever and ever. And like, I have enjoyed her growth. I always feel like she's like my cousin. I feel like she's our cousin because she's like our age, right? So we're like, oh, look at it. Yeah, she's doing it. Because you can see in her reflected the growth and transformations that are happening in us if we are willing to embrace it.
So that's your deserted island, which you said Renaissance, Cowboy Carter. Which one, if you were on a deserted island, one disc man, one
I get
CD?
One. Get one. You know what? I think I would take Cowboy Carter. It's so new, but it does go places and it has a little bit of everything, where like Renaissance is just party the whole time. So I'll take Cowboy Carter. Yeah.
No, girl, it's so good. It's a freaking journey. It has a beginning, a middle, an end. There's so many layers to it. It's so complex. And even within each song, there's so many layers too. It's like, it's just, it's a lot. It's good. It's emotion. It's teary. It's happy. It's strength. It's everything. It's she gave it to us. I love her. I feel the same way. My husband saw her last tour twice. By himself too, like, because I was not able to go, So that's it. That's his queen, because everybody knows who's mine. And yes, I'm seeing her one more time this Thursday. Can't wait. So yes, good choice. Cowboy Carter, Beyonce. All right, Mary Lou, wrapping up my Florida's Rapid Cues, final question. What is your favorite quote of all time?
A favorite quote would be, you know, like classic, do or do, there's no try. It's like the Yoda quote. It was like, do or do not, there is no try. Because when you're saying you try something, oh, I'm trying to be better. Or are you actually working towards being better? Like, try is like, oh, weird semantics, right? Like, it's not really committed, but do or do not.
Period. That's it.
Yeah.
Love it. Dang, that's good. It's like you've done this before a little bit. It's kind of like you're used to being on camera and all the things. Mary Lou, I love you. Thank you so much for being here. This is your time to plug all the things. Where can we follow you? What projects do you have upcoming? Anything that you would like to announce? Plug away.
Yes. Mary Lou Mandel, all over the internet. As far as I know, I'm the only one. Just make sure you spell it correctly. YouTube is the main place to find me. I'm going live on there every week. The schedule's a little changing right now, but once a week I go live for 2 hours, and it's just questions. It's basically like office hours, chill with me in the studio. Something you need to know, come and let me know. But there's a lot of tutorials for how to make videos, but we can talk about anything that you want. I also have some classes on Skillshare if you are wanting to know how to edit videos, or you want to know how to make little product videos. I have like quick and easy classes on Skillshare that you can access. If you've never used Skillshare, you get like a month free or a week free. I don't know. Like, you can get a trial. You can finish these classes on a trial. And I have very exciting upcoming. I'm going to have an app that's Video Creators.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's still in the works, but it's coming. That's going to be amazing. A membership app with a community, with classes, with workshops, hot seats. Just
hell
basically,
yeah.
You want to be a video creator. You don't have to be like, I'm trying to be the top YouTuber. It's just like, you want to make videos, whether they're for yourself, for your business, for your life. You just enjoy this. Please.
Here are the fundamentals. Here's a community to connect with. And let's all help each other out. That's so dope.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you. Do you have a name for this app?
It's Video Creator Club. Like, I have the URL, videocreator.club.
So dope. All right. Yes. You guys heard it first, because this is my first time hearing about this too. I'm definitely going to join that. Video Creator Club. So cool. Thank you so much. You guys, this is another episode of Mindful Artist Podcast. We have Mary Lou Mandel in the house. Go follow her, do all the things. And that song you're about to hear is called Mi Corazón. You can download Mi Corazón wherever you listen to your favorite music. Don't forget to rate us, review us, give us those stars, give us those thumbs up. That way others like yourselves are most likely to see it in their algorithms. I can't speak right now. And till the next time, you guys, make an impact in somebody's life. Much love and light to you all. Thank you, Mary Lou. Bye, everybody.